A lot of Senate action is beginning to occur. In Georgia, the Tip Poll Organization released the results of their new survey that forecasts U.S. Congressman Mike Hollins pulling within just 1 point of first-term Democratic Senator John Ossoff. The other Republican candidates also poll well, but draw less support than Representative Collins. Savannah area Congressman Buddy Carter comes within 44-40% of the senator. Former University of Tennessee head football coach Derek Dooley, son of legendary Georgia University football coach Vince Dooley, would trail 44-39% in a hypothetical general election pairing with the first-term incumbent. Looking at the Illinois Democratic primary to replace retiring Senator Dick Durbin, U.S. Representative Raja Krishnamurthy now has opened a double-digit lead, according to a Z2A poll, for a super PAC that supports the congressman. By more than 20 points, he leads Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton and Congresswoman Robin Kelly. In the Buckeye state of Ohio, Democratic former Senator Sherrod Brown, who lost his seat in November to Republican Bernie Marino, will return to challenge appointed Senator John Husted. Senator Brown is a strong fundraiser and tough campaigner, but considering he actually garnered more votes in his 2024 losing campaign than he did when winning in 2018, his return road will be a challenging one. Turning to South Carolina, almost as quickly as he announced his Republican primary challenge to Senator Lindsey Graham, former Lieutenant Governor Andre Bauer has already withdrawn. Expect Senator Graham to again sail through renomination and the 2026 general election. Looking at the latest in redistricting, the Texas Democrats will soon return, and the Republican State House and Senate will pass their new congressional map. The U.S. Justice Department mandated the redraw because the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in an en banc decision that a certain form of minority district composition, common in Texas, is illegal. The U.S. Supreme Court announced that the justices will hear a second round of oral arguments for the Louisiana racial gerrymandering redistricting case on October 15. The High Court previously heard arguments, but the justices postponed their ruling until they heard further information. Should the High Court uphold the three-judge panel ruling before them, the Louisiana map will again be redrawn. Alabama, which has the same issues as Louisiana, would then follow suit. Last week, we covered Senator Marsha Blackburn's official entry into the open Tennessee governor's race. This week, the first Republican primary poll was released, and, as expected, Senator Blackburn opens with a commanding lead. According to a Targo's market research survey, the senator would lead Congressman John Rose 66-14% in their Republican primary battle. This confirms our analysis that Senator Blackburn will have an easy ride toward becoming the volunteer state's first female governor. This concludes our weekly Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.